When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend, Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Jared, Gordon Lightfoot passed away.
Oh.
And he left us his music. But it's Friday, and Rick has stumped me all week. I haven't got... Oh, this one I know. I was going to say something snotty. This one we all know. That's the name of it.
Take care if I find you've been creeping around my back stairs.
You know what I like about it so much, Rick? You can speak to this better than I can. It's so simple.
Yeah, that it is.
I mean, it might even be four tracks. A long time ago, this might even be just four tracks. Not a big orchestra, not digital this or... Nice. Thank you. That feeling no pain, baby. Joey English. Well, that's another subject. Look who's in the house. Miles is back from
Animal Samaritans.
And his people person is with him. Yes. That would be Jared Ellis. Miles, you are such a good boy.
Yeah, most of the time he is a good boy.
He is adorable. Will you see the picture, Joey Pals? He's been here before. So how's Animal Sam's?
Oh, busy, which is great.
Okay.
Saving animals.
Yeah.
Making sure everybody's getting the vet care that they need throughout Coachella Valley. It's been busy.
He looks, when you talk, look at that, Rick. Miles watches you talk.
Yeah, he doesn't want to leave my side ever.
Really? How many dogs do you have, though?
4.
Yeah. Does Miles know that?
He does. He's best buddies with all of them.
Does Miles know he's a dog?
Not sure about that. Miles believes that he is a model on the runway. So whenever he sees a mirror, he sees himself. He's not like another dog where they see their reflection and think, I got to get that dog. He poses in front of the mirror because he knows he's
cute. He's a Scorpio dog.
So he must be. He poses in front of the mirror and he'll strike different poses and check himself out.
Now, when he rides in the car, mm-hmm. how does he ride? Oh. Does he have a seatbelt? Does he have a...
Yeah,
what do you do?
Yeah, so for most people, if you're going to take your dog in a vehicle or your cat, you should put him in a carrier. That way they're safe. The other options are they have like harnesses that strap into like the seatbelt, which works as well. But you want to make sure that they're safe so they're not interrupting your driving. Or if you were to have to make an emergency stop or you were to get into an accident, that they don't leave the seat.
Go flying.
Yeah.
That would be awful.
Yeah,
he's so precious. He's full grown, right?
Yeah, he's 1.5 years old.
What is he?
He's, I believe...
Don't want to upset you, Miles. You're a dog.
Yeah.
What kind of a dog is he?
So, I believe he's...
Believe?
Chihuahua, Cavalier, King Charles Spaniel mix.
I don't see any Chihuahua. Do you, Rick?
Yeah, we don't know.
Okay, don't feel badly.
It's the fun part whenever you get a dog from the shelter.
Yes.
Is that you get a mix. Which actually works out well because they don't inherit a lot of the negative traits of some of the full...
Just one,
full breed dogs,
that's for sure. Well, he's just precious. He's 1.5 years. How long have you had him?
Let's see. I adopted him, I believe, back in September.
Oh, that's not long.
No.
Just a good boy, Miles. Yeah. We like you more than Jared. Oh, no.
No, you're not the only person to tell me that.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I guess if you have to show up, Jared, as long as Miles is there.
Miles is with you.
Yeah.
He's just adorable.
Yeah.
Now, is he a watchdog?
No.
No way.
He'll let anybody in.
That's my cat. Sonny would go home with anybody.
Yeah.
Just would go home with anybody.
I have another one at home that won't let anybody in the house.
Oh, so on the average, you're okay.
Yeah, so we're doing all right. But yeah, if you want to come, like, you know, burglarize my place, Miles will just let you in and be like, let's do this.
Help you pack.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's May now.
Yes.
What's going on at Animal Samaritans?
Oh, my goodness.
Tell me.
You know, before, as we're winding down the season, before it gets really hot, we have May 13th, so it'll be that just a few days after.
Tomorrow is May 13th.
Yeah. We're going to be at Tappet Cycle.
Oh, say that again.
Tappet.
T-A-P.
Yeah, I-T.
I-T. Oh, just
Cycle.
Like bicycle?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're in Palm Desert on 111.
Okay.
And we're doing an adoption event there.
Oh.
So come between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m.
11 to 1. Tomorrow, Joey Pals. Yeah. You're going to be out anyway in Palm Desert. Stop by and see the puppies.
Yeah.
And kitties?
We probably will have... I think we're going to have a couple of puppies.
No, cats. You don't take cats.
And I think a mommy, one who gave birth to some puppies not too long ago, will be there. So you can check them out and come
and
get...
And tell me how much it costs. And they're all spayed, neutered, vaccinated, and microchipped?
Correct. So it is $85 for a cat. It is $200 for a dog and $250 for a puppy.
Okay. Why is it $250 for a puppy? More than...
Well, a lot of times the puppies, because we've had them since they were very young, we've covered their spay or neuter surgery.
Okay.
Where a lot of times if we have a stray dog that comes in, it's older, it's been spayed or neutered.
Oh, I see.
So that decreases the cost for that.
And why is my cat only 85? I'm as expensive as those dogs.
We'll say it's value oriented.
I see.
Yeah.
Meow. Okay, so let me write that down. They're spayed or neutered.
Yes.
And they're microchipped.
Yep.
And they're vaccinated.
That is correct.
So how do you get them home, dear? If I go there and I like one of the puppies, do I bring my own cage? Do I bring a leash? What do I do?
We will help you with everything, so okay. Don't worry.
You've got a travel box.
We can make accommodations for that and make sure that you and your best friend that you just adopted get home safely.
Sunny Cool Cat's birthday was with us. Was his adoption birthday was April 25th, 7. Valerie looked him up. He was 2 years old when we got him. He had never seen a blade of grass. So his birthday's in March. She looked it up for us. So he's 9.
9, wow.
And she just did some feature on him.
Oh, she did, yeah. We had a happy story about Sunny Cool Cat and posted on social media.
Well, I didn't get it yet. Oh. I'll go to animalsamaritans.com or .org.
.org, yeah.
And see
and
it.
You can go, I think, onto our Facebook page as well, and okay. I believe the story's posted there. I saw it, Joey.
Is it cute?
It is adorable.
He runs the joint.
Yeah. I mean, whenever there's an animal in a picture, come on.
Yes, exactly. You know,
they don't care about the humans anymore.
Joey Pals, I don't want to say his name because it might make him wake up. He just laid his head on our table, and I think he's gone to sleep. We bored him to sleep.
That's how it works when I talk.
Yeah. Precious baby. Okay, let me see what I've written down. First of all, we had a report on the sleeping puppy, Miles. And how wonderful he is. Then we went to tomorrow. You need to pay attention to this. Saturday, May 13th, from 11 to 1 at Tapit, T-A-P-I-T Cycles, MapQuest in Palm Desert on Highway 111. And they're going to have an adoption event. And you'll leave there with your puppy going to its new forever home with everything you need.
Yes.
What if you need to acclimate a puppy to other dogs at home? Is it smart to take the puppy on trial, or do dogs not care?
No, they care. Dogs are territorial.
Oh.
And so if you have another dog at home and you want to adopt one, then what we'll do is schedule a meet and greet at our shelter.
Oh, no, how cute.
So you can bring your other dog to the shelter to meet your new best friend. And then they can meet, and our shelter manager or one of our shelter staff will be there as well to ensure that they are having a good meeting.
A doggy psychiatrist.
They interpret doggy behavior. Like when I adopted Miles, I had to bring my others to check in with Miles.
No, all three of them?
Yeah, so they all played for like 20 minutes out in the back of our shelter.
See, why don't we do that with spouses? Why didn't we have a meet and greet with the ex-wife and the ex-husband and the... See, learn from the animals. What's the matter with us? For heaven's sakes. Okay, we've talked about Miles and his history and how wonderful. Talked about tomorrow. Talked about you should have a trial meet and greet. Cats and dogs. Cats are so territorial.
Cats we don't worry about as much because cats kind of just do their own thing.
Yes.
So they don't really care that much.
That's right. You know, they don't care if I'm there, let alone another cat.
Seriously, yeah. They're oblivious to anybody else or anything else. It's them.
What's that cute
and that's
story
it.
We tell the dog says, throw me the frisbee, let's go to the park, put me on my leash. The cat says, please leave. When I'm out, I've told you this, I'm sure, when I'm with my friends and they'll say, Steve and Lalo, whom you know, our travel advisor and our spiritual guide, they're the worst. They've got 5 horses, they're like. Oh. They're huge dogs. five dogs, best behaved dogs on the planet. Five. Oof. Maybe it's six by now. But they're all huge dogs. And it will be at dinner. We were at dinner Cinco de Mayo last Friday night, a week ago. And after a while, they said, we have to go. We have to feed the dogs. I said, well, put a dog door in. Put a bag of kibble outside. They have dog doors. Well, you don't need to go home. But that's how my dog friends are.
Yeah.
They have to go home. They have to walk them. They have to this sunny, cool cat. Please. His litter box is 3 acres of sand. He goes in and out the two cat doors, you know. But the dogs, what is it about them?
Yeah, they're not as self-serving as a cat.
They are not, I guess.
I had a cat for years, lived to be 17.
Oh, good.
Nobody knew I had a cat because he didn't like people. So he hid under the bed. He would hide. And
my friend Margie Taft, I've never seen her cat.
Yeah.
When somebody shows up, the cat dives in the closet or something.
He would look out the bedroom door when he heard everybody leave. He'd peek around. Oh, they're all gone. I can come out now. If he saw someone, he's out.
We're visiting with Jared Ellis, and Miles is sleeping. If you're near your phones, oh, I woke him up. He heard my name, his name. If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.